Good evening, everyone. This is the National Finance Committee meeting of October 16th, 2014. My name is Brian Edwards Tiekert. I'm chair of the committee this year. I'm going to ask our secretary, R. Paul Martin, to please call the roll.
Okay. Jim Boyd.
Here.
Lydia Brazon. Adriana Kasanov. Brian Edwards Tiekert.
Here.
Marcus Jenner. R. Paul Martin here. Tony Norman.
Present.
Michael Novick.
Present.
Manager Saba. Raul Salvador.
Present.
Barbara Whipperman.
Here.
We have seven. That's quorum.
Thank you, Mr. Secretary. I sent out a proposed agenda at 8:17 Eastern. Apologize for being so last minute with it. Does anyone wish to move approval of that agenda? Or does anybody need me to walk them through it because they don't have access to a computer?
This is Jim. I'll move to approve.
Thank you, Jim. We have a motion to approve the agenda from Jim Boyd. Any objection to the agenda?
You might want to read it just for the stream. I don't know.
The agenda is as follows. Roll call, agenda approval, minutes approval. As a side note, I don't believe we have any new minutes. And finally, budget review, KPFA first, W second, and K is third, although I don't believe we have a budget from K to review. So, any objection to the agenda? Hearing none, the agenda is now adopted. We are on to minutes approval. Mr. Secretary, did I miss any emails?
No, I'm still working on next one.
Appreciate your hard work. I know our meetings are frequent and lengthy. So we're done with minutes approval, and we're on to 2015 budget review with KPFA up first.
This is Lydia. You know, I'm on the call. If you are,
hi, Lydia.
Called.
Thanks for joining us. Barbara, do you have Maria on the call?
Yes, we're both here.
With bells on.
Maria Negrette, KPFA's business manager. Can you walk us through the changes since Tuesday night, please?
Actually, they're very, very simple. The changes are the good one, both of them are good, actually, for KPFA. Our health benefits are going to be increased only 2.5%, where I had budgeted 8% from the beginning. So we have reduced, we have reduced our health benefits by, 26,000 dollars. And then the other good news for KPFA is that with the help of National Office, we reconciled our intercompany and where we thought we might owe $150,000 in back payment. We are currently at a total of $12,000, period, for eternity from 2014 back, a total of $12,000. So we do not have the catch-up payments that we thought we did. And we plan on paying that all in one fell swoop, so we start at zero.
Excuse me. The September 2014 is not included there, central services yet.
Oh, you're right. You're right. I'm sorry. Thank you, Raul. Good catch. So, yes, because we don't have those numbers yet that we have an input. So, but for all back central, from August 2014 back, we are only $12,000 difference or catch up. So, and then, so our surplus is $50,496 currently.
Okay. Questions on the KPFA budget?
This is Lydia, and I'm sorry,
I've
got off
Lydia.
It.
Who else? Anyone else to stack? I'll put myself second after Lydia. Go ahead, Lydia.
Yeah, I guess you guys can see I got off. I had to get off at 8:20 the other night. So this may be redundant. So I'm and I'm en route, so I'm not looking at a computer or a spreadsheet, but I did have a couple of questions saved up. One of them was on the major donor line. Did that include bequests? Is that where you put your bequests? And
yes.
What do you?
Yes,
pardon?
It is. Yes, it is.
Oh. Okay, so those are bequests that are known bequests, right?
We're expecting $100,000, and no, we don't have any known bequests that we have coming up. We have just major donors that we have received in $205,000 currently. So we're anticipating we're going to be doing the same, if not better.
Oh, is that, was it, I had written down, I think, 223, is that what you have in that line still?
Yes, that's for the budget, and actual was 205.
Okay, and you just expect more activity in that area, I guess. And then, what was it? There was also a slight, administrative expenses last year to this year, different between last year's budget and this year's, last year's actuals and this year's budget?
Yes. I'm sorry, what is your question?
Oh, okay. Because it seemed to me there was, and again, I'm not in front of my computer, so I can't look at this.
Sure.
But
okay.
It seemed to me that there was a memorable discrepancy between last year's administrative expenses versus this year's budget allotment.
$46,000 less.
You know, there is some kind of formula problem in the 2014 figures for that section, Maria.
Oh, I thought I had fixed those. I am sorry.
I'm sorry. There was in the last version of the budget. I haven't checked the formula on what you sent out 10 minutes ago.
It's showing a 13% decrease.
And so that was the question.
The projected to actuals is $357,000. And the budget for 2015 is $304,675. So it's a decrease of
$52,400.
$46,000. So it looks like that's dropping Goalbusters and changing the phone system?
Yes, it is.
Those two add up to 50?
Yes, 52.
Okay, that was my question on this. Thank you.
You have anything else, Livia?
No, that's all that I can recall somewhere, but if I stop.
Maria, I want to follow up on a couple issues that were raised in an email by one of our local board members, Janet Coburn, on the cash flow. She noted there was a discrepancy between the operating budget and the cash. I haven't had time to look into it, but it occurred to me that we might have backed out depreciation in such a way that it gets counted twice in our cash flow. Have you looked into those discrepancies at all?
No, not at all. I just got them, an hour.
I started looking at it, but I haven't gotten into it that far.
I'm just trying to pull up the thing you sent out.
Yeah, and that was one of my notes also, was the cash flow. Sorry about the noise. Going in here? Oh, okay.
Let me get to the bottom of the cash flow here. I mean, I guess the question is the discrepancy big enough to create a problem paying bills for KPFA? And the answer is probably in April, going from the cash flow you have here.
Hold on, sorry. Let me pull up the one I just sent you. So in April, I have a positive cash balance of $5,800. I had to defer some payments in April on column K and L.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But
and how many payments? What's the sum total of payments you're deferring there?
Oh, I didn't. Sorry, I didn't total those up. The biggest hit was taken to. Sorry, Raul. To Central Services, but I was able to put more back because of our little surplus from health benefits. So I don't have the total. I'm sorry. But you'll see in column K what it is exactly. It's in bold red. But I'm
33,000.
I'm curious. What is it that that the depreciation?
Well, if this spreadsheet was set up to not carry depreciation over to cash, which would have been appropriate, but
right.
We add depreciation back in under cash and capital, or we zero it out, then depreciation would be coming off the bottom line twice instead of once. Does that make sense?
But I didn't bring it over.
No, I think the template's set over because what you in the operating budget you have a depreciation expense,
right?
And then
right.
You have a reversal in cash and capital,
right?
But I think the template might have already. What account number is depreciation expense?
It is
655. Line 122.
It's not in the cash flow at all.
Right.
Okay, so that's the problem. Is it coming in as a negative charge under cash and capital?
In the cash flow?
Yeah.
No, I don't believe so. I'm looking at it, and I don't see it going in there at all. I mean, I didn't change any part of the template there, but I've only got the pension plan repayment and the Mania case. I don't
Sorry,
believe
I'm-
it.
Replacing batteries at my mouse. I'm going to be useless for a minute.
Can I ask a question while you're doing it?
Yeah, go ahead, Raul.
Maria, I think the question was your net income loss on the budget spreadsheet does not equal your net income loss on the cash flow. Your net income loss is $205,000 on the cash flow, and
which
then the budget only.
What line item? Oh, there. Never mind. There it is.
50,000.
Right, I got it now. I'm not but I don't think it's supposed to, Raul, I don't believe, because doesn't it, cell C36 is adding up. Let's see. So the expenses of $284,000 is $270,000 of operating, but shared expenses of $14,000. We're 1 month off on shared expenses. I guess I didn't change anything on the cash flow in terms of formulas or anything.
Okay. The portion of the cash flow spreadsheet should be the same as your budget, operating budget, up to line 50. So your line 50 on the budget spreadsheet should be the same as your line 36 of your cash flow.
But on columns on C32 and C33, it's taking into account the previous month's central services. That's the way the cash flow tells it. Pardon me?
You see what I'm saying? You're saying that you have a 1 month lag on the central services.
That's I didn't create the cash flow, but that's the way I've always seen it to be.
Okay.
I would imagine everybody else's is the same.
Well, some of the budgets I work with, it looks like we kind of have the same operating budget as the same timing in the cash flow, except we made adjustments into the timing differences for
right.
the actual payment onto the bottom line, the below the line.
Right. Yeah, that's the template that I've always used for the cash flow, the one that was very, very originally created by Efren, has always had a lag of 1 month in the payment of the central services.
And again, that's probably, if that's the only difference, that would be a little bit high, on the high end. The difference is about $150,000. I don't think that is going to be that different.
Well, I have to look. I didn't do anything to the cash flow template, so if the problem is there, I have to find it.
So there's... Yeah. It, you know, Maria, it may be that this is an issue in all the budgets that's with the template.
Right.
It's just that no one's raised it yet. But since we're budgeting so tightly, we don't have much room for error.
Yeah, I don't know, you know, obviously about anybody else's, but I'm trying to quickly go through this here.
I guess there's a budget. Your revenue is the same for both cash flow and budget, operating budget. So you have the $3,486,708. Your expense side, the operating expense, there's a difference of about $100,000.
That would be depreciation.
That would be depreciation. So,
which is appropriate.
Okay, that's good. Versus.
So does depreciation plus the central services timing account for the whole difference?
Yes. Yes. That's a difference.
Okay.
So on the cash flow, Maria did it right because she did not reflect it again on the line below the line below the surplus deficit from the operations. So she already took care of the depreciation up above.
All right. Well, question answered. Anyone else on the KPFA budget?
A clarification, Maria.
I'm sorry.
You have a craft fairs in the first quarter. Projected for the first quarter? $41,000, $39,000, and $46,000. Is that really happening this quarter?
We have received already some bulk of money that we received a little bit at the end of September, and we have been already receiving money in October. Every day I've been getting more and more money.
So the actual, there's only one craft fair in December, right?
Yes.
And so
we're
about...
from the booth fees.
Yes. It's the booth fees
for the artists displaying. It isn't income for people coming to the fair.
Okay.
Almost all of our money comes from the artisans who pay the rent.
Okay. So that you will gross $126,000 by the time the craft fair is done.
That's what that was calculated by the director of the coordinator of the craft fair. She knows how the number of booths that she has, and she knows how much she's charging for all of those, and those figures have come from her.
Okay. That's fine. I understand. Okay. I think you have a track record about the same...
Right, yeah.
Ballpark, yes. Thank you.
She is charging more this time.
Okay. Any further questions or discussion on KPFA's budget? So this is a budget that has not yet been voted upon by KPFA's local station board. And I know that's a situation afflicting many of our stations. I kind of feel like, and I would like your help thinking through how to make this motion, that we should give this budget provisional approval, pending approval from KPFA's local station board, and providing that the local station board does not request any changes that substantially alter the bottom line of the budget.
Adriana?
Go ahead, Adriana.
Yes, I'm sorry. First of all, I'm sorry because I'm driving and it's not easy for me to access the data. But I have one question because I cannot look at the information. Is any way in that budget is now corrected in a way that reflects different that KPFA can assume the catch-up payments if they are already?
So Maria and Raul reviewed the intercompany accounts and came to the conclusion that KPFA only owes a total of $12,000.
Okay, perfect.
KPFA had paid money to the national office that wasn't recorded as central services.
Okay. Thank you.
And the $12,000 is in here, right, Maria?
No. Good point.
Oh.
We'll put it in October. Where's my cash? Well, if all goes well, knock on wood with the fund drive, we will be paying it along with our regular central services.
In the first quarter.
In the first month.
Okay, I heard Michael.
I'm just saying that given that the national office budget, which had a substantial catch-up payment from KPFA, needs to be readjusted. So you did that?
You're asking if the national office budget has been adjusted?
No, we have not adjusted the national office budget. However, I think we might have an additional $30,000 that probably pertain to the September central services. That's not in the in the computation for central services for KPFA. So we'll just probably be close because we're only billing them about $50,000 this year. So we'll probably be ending up about $40,000.
Raul, do you want to, we're meeting again on next week. Do you want to just bring a revised version that we can quickly approve so we get of the national office budget?
Okay, sure.
Okay. Sorry, did I hear someone else trying to get on stack?
R. Paul,
go ahead.
Yeah, just fast. I know that we're close, you know, we're already in FY15, but I really think we should always give the LSBs maximum chance to weigh in on the budget and say what they think and all of that. And I see that the KPFA LSB meets in 2 days, and I would really prefer that we, you know, I don't think we're going to, you know, have a, you know, the world implode if we wait 1 week, because we have a meeting 1 week from tonight. And I would say let's let this go to the KPFA LSB in 2 days. And if they approve it as it is, then we just approve it next time. If they make changes or anything, we should review it next time on the 23rd. Because I think it's really important for governance to allow the LSBs to have a shot at these budgets.
Barbara for the stack.
It's good. We're certainly not going to get it to the national board before the local board. I've got Barbara and then Adriana. Go ahead, Barbara.
Well, the LSB is having a whole hour and we can extend if necessary, explanation and discussion. And I liked Brian's idea of having a provisional approval, but I wanted to know what parameters he was thinking of when he said if the bottom line doesn't change substantially. I mean, do we want to set some kind of a limit? And if it goes, if there are any suggestions of change that are greater than that limit, then we would need to have it come back to the Finance Committee here.
Well, I think our Paul's proposal saves us the trouble of defining that. We can just put this on next week's agenda with a tight time limit and see if the local board throws any curveballs our way.
Mm-hmm.
It won't encumber the national board, the timeline for national board approval. We'll have to keep a tight time limit on it so it doesn't interfere with probably a much longer discussion that we're going to have about BAI's budget that night.
Okay.
Adriana?
Yes. In principle, I agree with all of you that the LSB should review. But we need to remember that we have a timeline that, as I said before, is year after year is the same timeline. The LSB is the one that should review the budgets on time. If the LSB don't do it on time, that cannot slow down the whole foundation. I believe that this is really, really important. Any change is really important. Obviously, all this can be brought to the PMB, to the National Finance Committee, to the PMB. But LSB needs to remember that they are chair of the subcommittee and have the obligation to meet the deadlines. And we need to start doing it that way, because like every year is the same timeline. It's not, in my view, it's not acceptable that the LSB is this late when we are already late. Some LSB didn't even look at their budget yet. I mean, some problem there in the chain, or the management percentage or the LSP treating the departure, but we should have it on time. Thank you.
Okay, so here's what I've heard. This budget needs at least one alteration. It needs to show the $12,000 in catch-up payments to the national office. That probably will mean that the cash flow needs to show more deferrals in April. And we do not have a motion. So I'd like a motion from someone to either give provisional approval to this budget or to table this until Tuesday with a strict time limit. Sorry. What day are we meeting next week?
Thursday.
Table this until Thursday with a strict time limit in the form, in the motion.
Could I suggest we make it postponed to next meeting? Because in doing the minutes, I find we table things and we never take them off the table. They just show up again. So
okay.
I would move.
Paul, would you like to make the motion?
I move to postpone this item until the next meeting.
Can I ask that your motion include a 10-minute time limit?
And being first on the agenda?
Well, it won't be that. We're starting an executive session.
Yeah. Okay, so you want it to be a 10-minute? Okay, which, by the way, is subject to the body, I'll point out. The body can change that at the next meeting. But so I'll move to postpone this item to the next meeting, where it will have move to postpone this item to the next meeting, where it will have a putting in the time now is really. Why can't we just postpone to the next meeting? And the next
It's your motion. Make it in the form you want.
Right.
I'll stop trying to be helpful.
I move to postpone this item to the next meeting.
Okay. Is anyone objection to that?
No objection. I don't have an objection, but I think the other thing that if we could get the September figures incorporated by then, that would be helpful too, because that's larger than the 12,000, right? It's like another 30s.
Oh, the September essential services?
Yeah. I mean, we didn't have the look at the KPFK financials. It doesn't show September yet, so I assume that's the same thing for KPFA.
All right. You got all that, Maria?
To get the, I got already the 12,000 and then central services for September.
Correct.
Okay.
And I would say any alterations should be in the budget that y'all are showing the local board on Saturday, so we don't wind up working with from discordant versions.
Right.
All right. Any objection to the motion to postpone? Hearing none, the KPFA budget is postponed. We are on to the WPFW budget. Who do we have? Marcus, is Michelle on the call?
Yes, Michelle's here.
I think Marcus is coming in late.
Oh, Marcus is not with us yet.
Not yet.
All right.
He announced that he will be late.
No, Marcus, I'm here, and Michelle,
oh, there you are.
On? Yeah, is Michelle on the line?
Yes.
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. All right, you're on.
So take us through what's changed.
Okay. Basically, we did a decrease in the projected revenue so that it would be more in line with the... I listened to what you guys said last week, and I decreased the amount that we are expecting on our budget. I also decrease our expenses.
Hold on a second, Michelle. I need everyone who is not Michelle Price to mute their phones, please.
That's me.
Thank you. Go ahead, Michelle.
Okay. Yeah, Also, we cut our expenses by about $200,000 as well. So as it will look from last year, we were going to increase by a little over $200,000, and we cut about $231,000. Also added to the budget on lines 40, if yours is, looks like mine, on line 45, we've added healthcare bill back payoffs. On line 47, we added the pension plan funding for, you know, the mix-ups that were going on with the pension plans. And what else did that change? Basically, I mean, those were the major changes. I also had to change payroll. In order to make those cuts happen, I had to do the shifts in payroll. And I have not, and my concern last time is this time is putting the payroll tab on here. I have not discussed a lot of this with the staff yet because it's pending what you guys approve. So I am shifting and reallocating the resources that we have to part-time some of the positions in an effort not to lose the people completely. So
appreciate that. So I take it your point is that the documents that include the payroll tab are confidential.
Yes.
Okay. I ask everyone to respect that, and also when you email things out that have confidential data in them, please put that in the subject line of the email.
Absolutely. Of course, I would, but I didn't email any of this out.
Right.
Okay. So, and as you can see, our public affairs person, with the position we're actually losing that position, but we're having a news assistant, and that's what that person, I'm going to ask her, let her know that this is what that, what we
have. So Michelle, you know you're on a publicly streamed call right now, right?
Okay, then I'll stop. Okay, no, I did not, but now I do. So those were the things that were done. In an effort not to lose any people, we just kind of part-time some positions. That was a major thing for the reduction, and I know that everybody's going to want to go line by line. I think it would be easier if, from the last call, even if I go through it, somebody will still have a question, so I think that the questions should come first.
All right, I'll take a stack on the WPFW budget. Anybody?
I'm looking to see if she did the same thing with the depreciation, kind of put back as a cash and capital.
Yes.
Okay.
One other thing that came up in the last when I brought the budget to the table last time was the community special events line. I took that out immediately after the call, then I put it back, and I just included. Listening to what you guys were requesting, and I understood how, if it's never been done in the past, why you guys were thinking, how could we do it? So I included with you, and I hope that packet got out to you. I gave it to Marcus. You guys should have gotten a copy of our event spreadsheet, the way that we do them. Did you guys get that before I
sent them out? Yes.
Okay. Thank you. And that would show how the event that we did last in September, where we had the cost was basically mitigated by sponsors. And then so the cost for the station was zero. But in the event that we're doing with, and we made money, you know, made over our $5,000 that we would have made for September. And then for October, we have Amy coming in to do an event for us where it will cost us only the $500 for her travel. And all of the food and the space and location have already been given to us for free. So that's the $500 that we would spend in community events. And that's the model that I believe in, and that's the model that we will be using. If there are any questions about that.
So you're budgeting to spend $1,000 less on community events expenses in the upcoming year?
If that's what's listed, yes.
and you're budgeting to make $45,000 more in community events income.
If that's what's listed, yes.
Raul to the stack, please.
Go ahead, Raul.
Yes. Michelle, Marcus, myself, and Margie had a discussion about that because that's one of the things that were brought up in the last conference call, how the community event expense is showing a lesser amount than, and then we are increasing our projection for the revenue. I think the two documents that we sent out with the budget demonstrate that Michelle had a plan of controlling the expenses as well as projecting the revenue. So I think this is the first time that I've seen this kind of exercise where the GM or whoever is in charge of that station presents a budget for each community event and demonstrate saying that these are projected revenue and these are the expenses that we will commit. So way far in advance, they were able to say whether a community event will generate the revenue that we're aspiring or not. And then at that point, the management of that station will be able to adjust their expenses based on that to compensate for whatever differences between the budgeted and the actual expenses would be. That's why we provided you an example of those two events, the one for Amy Goodman that's coming up and the struggle of the daughter's struggle, the daughter of the struggle event that happened at the end of September, where they demonstrated a about a $15,000 gross with a $7,000 expense, which gives them about a $8,000 profit or funds that they generated. And for the Amy Goodman, they only have about a $500 expense, and most of the expenses, like the venue and everything, is being subsidized by the sponsors. So that's kind of the justification for this line item that was brought up last time.
Thank you, Raul.
And I apologize if I'm asking questions that are in your supporting documents. I didn't have much time between the end of my workday and our meeting because we're 3 hours earlier out here. So we've got the actual from the recent event you did and then your business plan for the Amy Goodman event.
Mm-hmm.
How many more events does the budget assume you'll do in a year?
As the budget shows, we're expected to do about $5,000 each month.
But how many events is that?
10 more months.
That would be 10. One per month at 12 months is 12 minus October.
Okay. And do you have any events scheduled beyond Amy Goodman?
For December, we have a Christmas event, but I don't have that spreadsheet. I just picked the ones that I had on my laptop already. Those are put together by our event. We have like a quasi-event team at the station. So where we have it on our wall, it doesn't have an expense sheet yet because we haven't developed it. We're in drive. But that's part of what we'll be doing the week after we get out of drive is planning December. So we try to stay going forward. We want to be 60 days to 90 days ahead. But because we just started doing it this way right before the drive, we are only about 30 days ahead right now.
We have a U Street Jam, too, in November.
Oh, yeah. Also in November. Thank you. I didn't want to include the U Street Jam, but that goes to why we're saying we'll be $9,000 for November. That is an LSB annual event, and annually it usually raises. Last year it raised about $9,000. So to be modest in the projection again, because of the last meeting, I didn't add the U Street Jam. Last year's projections to the anticipated projections with Amy because I didn't want that to scare anybody, so I just left it at the $9,000 that we did for last year to be conservative.
All right. Well, I definitely appreciate the supporting detail. Other questions on TFW's budget?
Yes. Adriana?
Jim?
I will take Adriana and then Jim. Go ahead, Adriana.
Yes. You have line 6750 that is premium from other vendors. You have that 87% lower, less than in 2014. How is that? What's the reason there?
Okay, a lot of the expense for WPFW that we had last year, when we did not pay back into central services, we went to paying past year's premium gifts from like Gary Null and other vendors. And those vendors had never really been paid. We had such a problem fulfilling premium gift requests because they had not paid past premiums. And in an effort to pay off the people that had not been paid for years, I implemented that we began to reduce the amount of premium gifts that we used from outside vendors. So the last drive we did in May, we did not have like Gary Null or a lot of the other people that really for the last most of 2014, we did not use a lot of premium vendors. The reason why the number is so high is because we were paying off former old bills, basically. Going forward, for the last two drives, we used no gifts, or we used things like T-shirts and caps and things that were minimal to cost. And in this current drive, we're using a lot from our archives. If you'll notice, the number for the archives, our PRA, increases significantly because it is better for us to use Pacifica resources that comes in cheaper, and it helps to feed the archives. And it's stuff that a lot of it has included WPFW programming, and it's a lower expense. And that would be easier for us, our debt ratio, basically, for investing in these gifts to give to our listeners. We have a better rate of return. So it's just better business. You can't see it in the current year budget. Why the numbers look so high, again, is because we were paying off so much old debt. And I know that Raul tried to help and to itemize.
I have something to note on that.
Okay, go ahead.
Yes, Michelle was correct. Because when I was in Washington D.C., we look all the premiums invoices, and as a matter of fact, there's about $70,000 of invoices that they paid in fiscal year 2014 that were actually pertaining to the premium gifts that need to be fulfilled for fiscal year 2013 pledges. Hence, we consulted with our auditors who is in our office now in their field work, and they agreed that we have to put this expense, about $70,000 correction, back to FY13, not to FY14. So that projected forecasted FY14 is about $65,000-$70,000 higher than it should be. So that amount of expense will be adjusted back to 2013, because those are basically Gary Null and everybody's premium that to fulfill pledges from prior years.
Okay. Thank you. So with that, in light of that, you'll see where we didn't spend a lot on premium gifts for the current drive, but our revenue for the drive was basically the same, you know. So that's the model that we would be using going forward. It's better for us, it's better for our listeners, and it's better for the archives as well, and Pacifica as a whole.
So, Raul, you're saying that after the adjustments are made, the 14 forecast, if I combine other vendors and PRA, the forecast currently says $93,000. You're saying it's going to be closer to like $25,000?
Yes.
Okay. And the budget, the budget those two combined is $20,000.
I'm sorry? Yes,
I didn't finish. I'm sorry.
Oh, I'm sorry, Adriana.
I mean, 96,000 is gross salaries. You show a decrease of 7.5%, but in line 6200, health benefit, you show an increase of 4.5%. How is that? I mean, why you have a decreased salary and an increase, of the health care?
I can answer that.
Thank you.
The 4.5% represent the increase of insurance premium from year to year. And also, even though we have some plan of reallocating the human resources into the different departments, and some of them would probably have some part-time status, they will also still be entitled benefits. So the benefit stays the same. However, the payroll will probably be reduced to a level that's showing there. And with the increase in the premiums, anticipated increase, that is the 4.5%.
Okay. Where are the catch-up payments and where is the health payment that we are made by the national office? Where are those catch-up payments? I don't see in the cash flow. I don't know where that is included.
That's one thing I think that we had forgotten, the catch up payment of central services. Although the healthcare bill backs was there, we forgot to put the about $3,000 of catch up payment a month.
Okay, well, that's something that I can. We are conservatively forecasting about 12,000, and Raul did mention those catch-up payments, but it wasn't put in the budget, and I didn't add another line item for it, but I can add if we need to. But we did do the healthcare bill backs, and we did add the pension fund payments as well. So that's just adding another line item if necessary.
Raul, how much catch-up payment is the national office budget anticipating from PFW?
PFW is $5,000 a month. And there's one other thing that I just saw here. This is after we all reviewed. We kind of discussed it. I think we just forgot to reflect it in this budget. But the pension contribution on top on line
47,
line 60 is a little bit higher than it was normally normally they run about between $5,000 and $5,500, but in this particular budget, because it was computed based on total participation of employees at WPFW, where the 403 contribution was being computed on their salary based on the between 2 to 4% of the their compensation. However, the employee must participate in the 403B in order to take advantage of that. But historically, the WPFW employees does not participate on that. Or if they do, it's less than the 4% that we are budgeting for. So we can adjust that to compensate for the catch-up payments. As you can see, line 60 is projecting $19,000 versus about $5,000 this year.
Raul, what about the line above it? It looks like you're forecasting a major drop in pension expense.
That is because we have new employees, new part-timers that are not entitled to the profit sharing plan until a year after.
Got it. Okay. Adriana, were you done?
No, one more question.
Well, please go ahead.
We are making room for KPFA and KPFT. I'm sorry, and KPFK NSDs to review the budget, and I want to know if the WPFW NSDs have the option to review this budget, to talk openly about this, and to have their input, and they have all the information. I want to know if that happened already or is not, if the LSD is involved or not in the LSD budget.
I was listening to you with the previous station, and I thought that was a great idea. We have been working to the last hour to finish this budget, and it has been forwarded out. I think Marcus and both of them forwarded out the budget to our LSB, but they have not met, and I think that it is important because they were confident in the previous budget, and this one does outline staff cuts, and I think that it's important that they review it. So I liked when you guys said that you would approve it pending their review, because that, when we met before the previous budget, that was kind of what was hoped, that you guys would, if you approve it pending the review, that they review it. So, but it's up to you guys how you do it. But I would like to have the LSB review this budget, if you guys approve it.
This is Tony for the SEC. Marcus.
Okay. I have Jim first, I have Tony, and then Marcus. Does anyone else want to get on STAC? All right. Go ahead, Jim.
My only question was on the premiums, and that's been answered, so I'm done.
On to Tony.
Yeah, how many full-time employees and part-time do we have itemized on this particular budget?
If you look at the payroll tab, do you have your...
I didn't really get that. Wasn't able to download that file. But could you quickly tell me how many full time and how many part time out of this?
I'll get back to you during the call and let you know. I have to go back and review it.
Raul, do you know the answer to that?
Yeah, 6, 7, 9 full time.
Mm-hmm.
And 6 part time that 5 part time that like half part time.
Okay.
Thank you.
So that's 11.5 FTEs?
Right.
Anything else, Tony?
That's it.
All right, Marcus?
Try again. I'm trying to keep my comments to a minimum because I'm in a very noisy location. I think that having the LSB review it is a good idea. It would have to be in executive session, I suspect, since it has some sensitive changes. And I would be happy to move that forward. I think it's a good idea, I guess. So that's it.
When is your next meeting scheduled for?
We have a special meeting on the 22nd, I believe, and I can try to get it added to the agenda, but again, that's what I think everyone would agree would have to be reviewed in executive session, but I certainly can try that.
And I think we may already have an executive session scheduled.
Let me put you back on mute. Okay, go ahead.
But my take on this committee is we're agnostic as a committee about what staff positions are not funded.
You're going in and out.
Was the total amount.
Brian, you're going in and out.
Sorry, can you hear me now?
Brian, you're breaking up.
Am I still breaking up?
Not on that sentence.
Yeah, try again.
All right, I'll give it one more try before I...
This is better.
...switch phones. You know, my position or my interpretation of this committee's role is that we don't want to be involved in the minutia of which staff positions are getting funded in the budget. We're concerned with the overall spending and whether the income is there to justify it and whether the expectations about income are realistic. So I don't think we're going to be at odds with your LSB, even if they decide they'd rather prioritize one position over another, as long as they're not adding spending. Anyway, for what that's worth. Anybody want to discuss the WPFW budget
Michael
further?
Michael, this is Beck.
Michael, go ahead.
I just want to point out, I think there's some kind of discrepancy between the assumptions and additional information tab and the budget itself. So maybe someone could look at that. I think it's because you use like an earlier year's template for the assumptions, and so the figures don't match up with the listener support that you're budgeting.
So, yeah, we did not use that assumption page.
Yeah, okay. All right, so either I would say scrap it or correct it.
We will take you up.
Are you talking about like rows 11 through 32 that show the fund drive timeline?
Yes.
No, he's talking about the actual assumptions tab.
Right. That's what I'm referring to, yeah.
Yeah, it's on mine it's 20 through 31, but...
7 to 32.
Yeah, okay. It's showing under a million, and the budget shows, you know, 1.2 million or something.
So we definitely need to see a fund drive timetable with dates and daily averages to back up the numbers in the budget, since you're expecting an increase in listener support.
Well, you know, well, hold on a second. Well, then that part I did.
That okay,
part,
where's that?
It's not connected. It is on the assumptions and additional information tab, but it doesn't, because I didn't know how it was. I didn't want to mess with the spreadsheet. I put it in the tab, but it doesn't. It's on that tab, the dates, October 5 to 25, those are our actual drive dates.
Can you point us at the rows that it appears in?
On the assumptions and additional assumptions tab next to payroll.
Oh, okay. So you're saying it's there, but it's not...
It doesn't
it's
show
not
up.
Directly
I didn't know how to
into
it.
The budget.
Yeah. I didn't know how to
think you're right, but the money isn't.
Right.
All the dates and the days are there.
Yes, but doesn't, and I just had that, I just used it as an additional piece of information since you guys requested it before, but I didn't know how to make that show up in the actual document that you're looking at, but it is there for reference.
But, I mean, so that shows 982,000 pledged in a year, but then the budget tab shows
1.4.
Listener support of almost 1.5 million. Sorry, no, that's 2014. Listener support of 1.34 million.
And I'll fix it, because what I did was I put the dates in first and then adjusted our budget like as of last night. So I'll just have to take this out or fix it for you. But I wanted to put the dates in for the drive. But I can adjust these numbers because I know they didn't show up, and so I didn't bother with it. But the dates that are for the drive are there.
Are you really going December 1st to 31st?
Yes, but that's not. Thank you. I'm glad we're talking about that. That's not an actual drive. That's more of a end of the year. We call it a silent drive, where there's things that are running on the air, reminding people of it's the end of the year to get their donations in. Not a full fledged drive. That's why a whole month we're only expecting about 133,000. That is pretty much what we did last year. We didn't do an actual drive. We did it's called a silent drive for the end of last year.
Okay.
Adriana?
Go ahead, Adriana.
Yes, two little things. First of all, I'm sorry if you say that. Let's just say that I don't have access to my computer right here. I cannot see that. But how many days of fund drive you have last year, and how many are you expecting this year?
Wow. I'll have to get back with you with that number. I didn't calculate that number, but I can get back to you and let you know the actual days.
Okay. And the second one is, I'm trying to explain. Sometimes I'm not that clear. Let me explain what I said before. I believe that our bylaws said that the general managers and the business managers must present their proposed budget to the local finance committee and to their LSC to be approved on time. And then after that comes to the finance, the National Finance Committee. What I was trying to say before is you need to be working the stations, the timeline, but the general managers need to be sure that they present to their stations. Because like Brian said before, we are not supposed to be discussing some special minutia that have to do with little detail of your station because we don't know it. That's why the budget has to be presented to the LSP to make that the first line of discussion. But later on, what I said, the timeline, we know it. We know it year after year the same. Everybody needs to do their part in time, not to hang up and not to make the whole delay. That's what I was trying to say. Thank you.
Okay. Yes, I wanted to respond to that. The LSB, and I can't speak for the other stations, but for WPFW, they did meet and voted on the budget. And that was the budget that was last week. And this week, the changes have to be made to the budget as a secondary change. In order for the LSB to meet, they have to have advertised the meeting for at least 8 days. And in order to make amendment to a budget and meet the deadline for the meeting and schedule a meeting for the LSB, that cannot be done the way that this process is being done. Now there's a meeting that's scheduled later this month that's already being advertised. So meetings have to be advertised for at least 8 days. So in making changes to the budget and with a week in, you know, to make changes to a budget within a week and then to have the
Sorry, Michelle. Hold on. Everybody, please mute your phones if you are not Michelle. Please mute your phones. Thank you. Go ahead, Michelle.
I'm sorry. But yeah, but I can't speak for everyone else, but I know that that's for us because it's just the impossibility of it where we have to promote meetings with at least 8 days for the CPB, and there were only 8 days. In scheduling, well, there were less than 8 days before. So I don't think that it's the GM's slowness on anybody's part. I know it wasn't on mine, when I heard you say that to the past person, but it is, these are secondary changes, and they don't have anything to do with the management. The first change, if it were late the first time, I could see that, but these changes are done in a vacuum almost. So, and I'm sure most people understand that.
Yeah, anything else, Adriana?
I wasn't saying specifically about your case, Michelle. What I was trying to explain is what I was trying to say. And I agree, every station, you know, you have your own way to deal with things. But what I shall tell is the budget that you present before, the one that we really reject and you review, that one was approved by your LSV. That is what I have, right?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Let me recap. Here's what I have heard come up. Central service catch-up payments need to go into the cash portion of this budget. Raul thinks there's some savings if you base the 403B contributions on trend rather than on assuming 100% participation.
Mm-hmm.
And we need supporting detail on the fund drive schedule and daily averages. Am I missing anything that anyone has raised? And folks who raised concerns about the community events, the premiums, and so forth, are satisfied that those concerns have been addressed?
Yes.
Okay. Can you all get us a revised version of this budget early next week?
Because I have the information, I can revise the budget and send it to Raul while y'all are on this call and send it back through if there's time for us to be at the bottom of the call. Can we do that?
You want it done, huh?
Yeah, I do, yes. And if we have time, I don't want to make y'all be here later tonight, but it won't take me but a few minutes to adjust these and shoot it to him while y'all are doing somebody else. And then you'll have it, and I can just email it back.
Yeah, the problem is we don't have anything to do after your budget.
Oh, okay. I thought there was another station after me. Okay.
Yeah, but we don't have a budget from them. Unless I'm mistaken, Mike.
Hello, everybody there?
I'm here.
I'm here.
We all muted.
Yeah. There's some awkward
we all muted.
Silence in there.
Is Brian
like
here?
Brian's gone. Yep.
Brian got cut off.
Maybe Brian asked for Michael. And muted himself. All right, let's wait a second. He'll come. Brian, we don't hear you.
Sorry
and
about
Michael.
That.
There you go.
Am I audible?
You are audible, Michael. Go ahead.
We don't have a budget yet from KPFK, no. I was just checking my other email account for a minute to see if it might have come in, but it hasn't. So we're still waiting. We got kind of the financials finally. Our situation is kind of worse than the other stations. We had no business manager for a long time, and we got an interim business manager who wasn't able to get on to Great Plains, and we have our third general manager in the course of the year right now, second interim, and so we're playing a lot of catch up.
Okay, well then that being said, if y'all don't have anything else to discuss, then it'll take me 10 minutes, but if you're going to be done, we can do this. I'll have it to you guys. I'm going to have it to Raul. I'm going to do it tonight, basically, as soon as I'm done. And send it to Raul's market.
Might take you more than 10 minutes because the catch-up payments to the national office are going to create negative cash balances for you in some months.
Michelle, I think we need to kind of revisit some...
Okay. Well, then I adjusted. I thought it was just those three things. But then that's fine.
Well, this is Lydia.
Go ahead, Lydia.
So, Raul, tell me about my station. Tell me about KPFK.
Okay.
Am I done? If y'all are going to the next thing, am I done?
Yes. Thank you so much for your time and your hard work, Michelle.
Thank you.
We will look forward to
a
final budget that can sail through the committee next week.
All right. I appreciate you guys. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay.
Raul?
KPFK, I have very limited participation in the budget process, although it looks like the business manager and the interim general manager are working closely to do the presentation, and I told them to send me, they're working on good financial statements, P&L. Because the P&L that we generate here at the national office does not have the complete information because of the last seven months' erroneous inputting of payables. So we are really in a quandary here at the national office. What are the total expenses in there? But so what they're doing is they're actually going through the checks that they actually wrote and create a cash P&L so that they will be able to compare that. So what they're doing is they're looking through like the electric bills, the uh, premiums, invoices, and all those other things that they pay on a regular basis, and then formulate a projected 2014 P&L. And then from there, they're doing the 2015 budget. They have asked me to provide them with 5 years' worth of P&L for KPFK, which I provided to them. I guess they're kind of working on that and looking into that. And, you know, it looks like there's a lot of work being done there. So I haven't seen the budget yet, that's where we are. Michael has sent some requests to see the budget. And I don't know the timetable for the LSB to review that. And I don't know when the next meeting would be on this, on the LSB. I don't know the timetable. Michael, do you have a timetable?
Yeah, our LSB is meeting this Saturday, and then the LSB Finance Committee is meeting next Tuesday. I think the issue is more or less the last conversation I had with the interim business manager here is they're kind of formulating a set of options of how to bring the budget into balance because our fund drive is not, you know, anywhere close to. I mean, it's okay, but it's not the kind of numbers that we're trying to project to you know, have enough listener support to maintain the operations, especially given that there's a lot of overhang on unpaid bills and unfulfilled premiums. So I think they're coming up with a sort of menu of cuts, but I haven't seen them yet.
Yes. So there's a lot of work that needs to be done, at least based on the last time I had access to that latest budget. There's going to be some tweaking on the payroll tab and then most of the expenses. I think they have a pretty great idea about the revenue itself, but the expenses itself, it's kind of, at this point, incomplete maybe, to the extent it might be unreliable yet. So we're going to try and help out from here and see what we can do. I was planning on going there next week to kind of go through the invoices there, but that's not going to happen until next week. So we'll see.
Adriana,
it's getting pretty serious, guys. I mean, look, it's like flying blind. You know, KPFK needs to know whether its fund drive goal is going to meet its expenses. And if it's not, how much it has to extend that fund drive or how much it has to cut its spending.
No disagreement here.
Adriana, with a question.
Adriana?
Yes. Can we ask in our next final meeting to have on the call the general manager or the business manager to have at least from them, if it's not already proposed budget, at least a timeline from them and they updating us and what's going on? Can we have them on the call?
Yeah, I gave them the schedule of the calls that are coming up in the meetings, and so I'll be happy to ask them to participate. The meeting on the 23rd, I can only be on for about a half hour, so if the KPFK budget is discussed, it's going to have to be the general manager and the business manager doing it.
All right, Michael, why don't you talk to them and then follow up with me about setting a time certain so we don't eat up their whole evening. It's going to be a lower priority than WBAI, which we've already set for that meeting, and bringing KPFA and probably WPFW to some kind of resolution. But
okay.
You can try to give your folks a set point in time.
Brian?
Yes, sir.
we do have the 28th as a set meeting, so just to remind everybody, the world doesn't end on the 23rd.
Oh, I'm cringing at the thought of not getting to a second version of that budget until a month of the fiscal year has already elapsed.
Well,
I mean, if that's seriously what we're looking at, then
I mean, you have to understand
we need to have a conversation about like precautionary cuts at KPFK until it's produced a budget.
Yeah, I'm just noting options.
Right. Thank you, R. Paul. Anybody want to propose anything else, or should we call it a night and reconvene next Thursday?
So I just want to check. We have a meeting on the 23rd, and then we have a meeting on the 28th. Both of those are set and definite. On the 23rd,
correct.
We have an executive session, and then a regular session, and then the 28th, at this point, is just the regular session.
Yeah, so we're going to be hopefully having very quick votes on the 23rd on a very slightly revised version of the National Office budget, a slightly revised version of KPFA's budget, and a slightly revised version of WPFW's budget, and what I'm assuming will be a lengthy conversation about WBAI's budget.
Question?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I have a question. We passed KPFT's budget before we started talking about the catch-ups and the pensions. I don't think we put all of that stuff in the KPFT budget, did we?
No, the pensions, in fact, was an oversight. We knew about it before we approved it, but it was never incorporated into the budget. And
right,
the catch-ups
so,
had not even come up as a discussion item at that point.
Right, which are we going to have to reopen that maybe? I don't know.
What do you think, Raul?
I think we haven't presented it to the obviously to the PNB, but I certainly would prefer that we reflect that in the budget prior to submitting it to the PNB, because the PRA fix was not even approved. The motion was not even done when we approved the KPFT. So
that'll save them some money.
Yeah, that's not much, but I'm saying that there's some inaccuracies there. But I would certainly appreciate if we could make correction prior to that.
Yeah, all seven budgets should be consistent with each other.
Adriana?
Go ahead, Adriana.
Raul, you gave us last meeting a number of almost $89,000 that KPFT is behind in payment to the national office, right?
Right.
That number is still, that one, $89,000.
Yes.
Okay, now we need to incorporate, like we did with all the other stations, obviously we need to add that to reflect that we need to catch up, like you said, that it is.
Yeah, Adriana, what we did, or we're not getting to get that caught up, the entire amount for 2015. What the kind of the formula, so to speak, that we used was half of that will be caught up in 2015, only half, very minimal, because they're already committing to the central services for this year. So we're not going to bill that back to them in its entirety for the entire year of 2015.
I know, but what I'm trying to say, we need to reflect in KPFT cash flow at least.
Yes, yes.
That's what we're talking about.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, thank you.
Raul, can I suggest, have you done the same type of reconciliation that you and Maria just did for KPFA?
KPFA?
Well, my understanding is that when you and Maria looked at the general ledgers for money KPFA had given the national office, you found a bunch of transfers that KPFA gave the national office in early 2014 that were not recorded as central services.
Right. 2014, actually.
And I've heard anecdotally, and it stands to reason because it's pretty well managed, that KPFT had been advancing money to the national office as well. So it seems like you should check to see if there's any money they gave the national office that wasn't recorded appropriately that would change that balance.
That makes sense. I'm just looking at the past central services reconciliation. The reason why that amount was reduced for KPFA was because we took into account the last year's overpayment of KPFA, which is about $77,000. That's why, because the figures that I provided was just for 2014, and I'm going through my paper here to see if any of the other station was on the positive side besides KPFA. And because, like, as far as I remember, KPFA is the only one that exceeded the advances over the actual amount due to them. And I can't find it. Yeah, I could reconcile that. I couldn't find it here.
Well, you don't have to reconcile it on the call. I'm just saying, check it over. Because the books you inherited were not that pristine.
Yeah, I think I could work with the general manager at KPSC as well as KPFK and the PFW, all the remaining stations.
All right. So we will hope for quick votes on slightly revised budgets for A, W, and T, and a lengthy discussion on I and then K at our next meeting. Sounds like it will be a long meeting. Anybody got anything else?
Motion.
All right.
Motion to adjourn.
I heard a motion to adjourn. Does anyone object?
Nope.
Hearing no objection, we are now adjourned. Thank you for your time, everyone. Talk to you next Thursday.
Thank you.
Good night.